LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are once again, Ron, and the weather, let's say, has been odd for the last few years.
Yeah. It's very, very
strange. They're saying it's monsoonal.
Well, you know, Tuesday, it was supposed to be 90 at TO, and, up until later, I mean, 11 o'clock, there was no sun. It felt like earthquake kind of weather. I don't know. Hopefully, we have no problems.
Let's all stay away from that as far as earthquakes go. But we do have a lot of fun to be had for this morning. We're going to play some tunes coming up here with Ron. Going to do a couple of Name That Tunes. Boy, we have so many things happening in the community. Summer is obviously, I hate to say it, but with the kids, it's going away. Yeah, kids go, Dad, I'm going to start school pretty soon.
I know.
And it's right up there. So you've been on Talk About Time Flying. The summer's one thing, but 7 years going into your eighth now on the air. You just took a little break.
Yeah, I'm back and ready to roll. You know, I helped Ricky, my daughter, get a license and get her set up. Yeah, it's been it seems to go fast. I don't know. We've been together, and of course, we do all the dinners and the workshops together, and it's been nice. It's been nice being with you, Spence. It's and all my listeners. It's great. It's great.
Always
to be
a good time. Yeah. Now, if you want to listen to Ron outside of this golden hour that we have every Saturday from 10 to 11 o'clock, you can do that now. You can listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to latalkradio.com, click on Channel 1, and look for the Safer Money Solution Show. Click and listen. It could not be easier, right?
Pretty simple.
It's an easy way to go here. Now, another thing that's very, very simple is making an appointment with you. And now, not only simple, but a whole lot of fun. We had many dinners together with large groups of people. But tell everybody about your new gift card promo.
Well, you know, I have been feeding a lot of people for the last 9 years at my public workshops, you know, the dinners and the lunches. And I know a lot of people will not go to those, even though right now everybody and their mother is sending out mailers to go to some sort of presentation. You could probably eat, if you're over 50, you could probably eat four nights a week free out there. But there's a lot of people that won't go. So what I figured out is if you come and sit down with me and we take a look at your situation and I can show you how I can keep your money 100% safe and guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies, with that, you'll get a no obligation to buy a $100 gift card. And I used to do a dinner card, and I thought, no, you know, maybe somebody doesn't like the restaurants that I pick or whatever. So now it's a MasterCard or Visa. You can do whatever you want to do, you know, buy golf clubs, you know, whatever. Go get your car service, whatever you want to do. To qualify for the gift card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. Never lose again. See, with me, you participate in the upside of Wall Street. And Wall Street's been up the last couple of years. It's been a good run. But, you know, now might be the time to be a profit taker. Take some of those profits off the table. You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. You know, of course, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, you know, we got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. I can also provide you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And that's nice because your 401k can't do that for you. Your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, because guess what? What goes up must come down. And you're paying fees. The fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, the 401k company has fees. The 403b company has fees. 457, TSA, TSPs, they all have fees. They have to make a living also. And that takes away from your returns. So with no fees for me, you get a reasonable range of return. We keep that money 100% safe. Give me a call, 660-1313. You meet with me, and then I give you the gift card. Then you can do dinner on your own. You do whatever you want with that gift card. Again, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's Safer Money Specialist.com. www.thepublicworkshop.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there you can check out. There's some bullet points there that you can look at. There's some videos from third-party companies. You can go through and check my email, responses that I got, the testimonials. And you can also, we have some live radio testimonials that you can check out. I also have another website. It's called iwantincomeforlife.com. And there's a one-minute video there I want you to check out. And then download the free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And I get 12 to 15 a week now that are downloading that book. So if you're getting ready to retire or you're already retired, might be a good little book to check out. It's free. Take a look at it. And then you can either email me from the site or you can call me, 805-660-1313.
Think if I got the $100 card, I'd go to Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Fizz.
I just feel like having a bunch of old school candy.
Oh, my God.
That's the way I would go.
That's where the dentist comes in.
That's right. I am going to I'm in a series of dental appointments, and one wonders why.
Yeah, right? I think we just guessed why. La Bamba.
Yeah, it is. It's the 30th anniversary of the movie coming out with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, okay.
And this was really, in some ways, a risk, but he was so big. Richie Valens was such a star. Died tragically. Yeah. I believe he was like 18.
He was young.
He was
got on the wrong plane.
That's, you know, it's that
luck of the draw
with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper. Right? Yep, they all died.
That was it. A terrible crash. But seeing the history of the movie, and I remember when it came out, Los Lobos did the cover of it.
Sure.
And it's such a great song. And then he had what, O'Donna?
O'Donna, yeah.
And a few other songs.
Yeah. He was on his way up. He was a star on his way, coming way up.
And my cousin lived in Pacoima, and that's where he was from. Pacoima, sure. CA, Pacoima, California.
Yeah. You know whose birthday was last week?
It was
50th anniversary.
The 50th anniversary.
Think about it now. Ooh, I got a stump, Spence. I love it.
50th anniversary. Okay, so that takes us back. What was 50 years ago? 19. The Beatles coming to Shea.
No, Bugs Bunny's birthday.
Bugs is only 50?
Yeah. That's what it said.
Really?
Yeah, 50. Check it out. That's what I read.
I'm older than Bugs Bunny.
You are!
What is up, Doc?
I don't know.
Wow, where's Mel Blanc?
He's not here with us.
There you have it. We go from Richie Valens to Bugs Bunny. Yeah. That's how we roll here. With Ron Grant, the original Save for Money specialist. You always want to have something to write on or with. Maybe you put it into your phone or you grab a pen and a paper and do it old school. We have a lot of great information coming up this morning with Ron Grant, and we will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
We have an update on Bugs Bunny's birthday or age.
Age, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, he was born in 1940.
So he's 77.
77 years
old.
All
right.
Yeah, I come to think of you when you said that, I thought, yeah, he's got to be older than 50.
Be very quiet.
That's
like hunting wabbits.
Elmer Fudd.
You got to love him. And thank goodness my kids love the retro cartoons, too. Oh. They get a big kick out of all of those. So good to know. Bugs Bunny is 77. Yeah. Back to the show. Let's talk about that. That's in the heart of baby boomers.
Yeah,
when you look at what they were raised on and all those great cartoons,
great
Warner
cartoon.
Brothers.
Yeah.
So let's go to baby boomers right now. We have the baby boomers, a retirement dilemma. Explain that.
Yeah, unfortunately we do. And you know what the thing is the baby boomer picture looks pretty fuzzy and we want to know what to do about it. And so that's why we're going to educate you guys on today. So the baby boomers are considered anyone who was born between 46 and 64. So the last year, the first year boomers started turning 70 years old. Ooh, that's scary. The age and the important to their retirement landscape in general. So, you know, let's face it, we've got a lot of those guys retiring. If you take a look at the Pew Research, 1.5 million Americans turned 70 last year, and that's kind of scary. And we'll do so every year for the next 15 years. The age 70 itself is significant because of the IRS required minimum distribution rule. Okay, retirees who turn 70 and a half, as you know, have to start taking the required minimum distributions. If you don't, folks, you got a 50% penalty from IRS, and you don't definitely don't want to do that. So what we're going to talk about today is how many baby boomers are there today? What's the average retirement age for the boomers? How much has the average family saved for retirement? And we'll talk about that because I deal with 4 to 5 new people a day. And I got to tell you, most of you are going to outlive your money for 3 reasons. And we'll talk about that. How much the average family actually needs for retirement. How much money will the boomers collectively withdraw annually from their retirement assets every year due to those required minimum distributions. How will that massive withdrawal number ultimately affect the markets? And what can baby boomers do with their money to improve their retirement position? How does the U.S. retirement system stack up compared to other countries? That's going to be interesting. And how does the average boomer invest their money? And finally, what should someone do to make sure they're on track for retirement? And that's something that you want to do. So, you know, you're welcome here. It's Safer Money Solution Show. We're going to talk about the baby boomers. If you're not sure you're a boomer, well, remember, if you were born between 46 and 64, you're in the club. You're in the boomer club. And that's what's happening. And according to some different organizations, the baby boomers make up substantial amount of the North American population. We represent nearly 20% of the American public, and we have a significant impact on the American economy and the stock market. So whether you realize it or not, the things that you do matter in a ton of different ways. Our goal today on the show is to talk directly to Mr. and Mrs. Baby Boomer, because you drive the current retirement system. You know, good or bad, the future of America retirement system is being shaped by the results of your planning. So we want to make sure that you're doing the right things with your money. That's important. We know that. It's true. Our goal is to simply help people. You know, according to the Pew Research, about 1.5 million Americans, I told you earlier, are turning 70. And, you know, it's important. That's the boomers are here. And, you know, we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our money. So it's no secret, specifically boomers are in big trouble. And let me elaborate. The retirement picture and the statistics for baby boomer population looks pretty bleak. We'll go on to it a little bit in the show today. But the bottom line here is far too many boomers are vastly underprepared for retirement living from a financial standpoint. I said earlier, I meet with 4 to 5 new people a day, and the majority of the people are going to outlive their money for 3 reasons. The first reason is they didn't start early enough, didn't start putting money away early enough. Second reason is they didn't put enough away. But the main reason is they stayed in risk too long. Now, what is risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, REITs, real estate trusts, things that you can lose your principal, you can lose your gains, and you're paying fees to somebody that take away from your return. So this is a really big deal. If you consider the sheer size of the boomer population, we mentioned just a bit ago, according to the boomers, make up about 20% of the population. However, even more significant, according to insights by Nielsen, 50% of the U.S. population will be over the age of 50 in less than 5 years' time. They will control approximately 70% of the nation's disposable income and stand to inherit $15 trillion in the next 20 years. Wow, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of wealth controlled by our nation's elderly, and thus extremely important that this generation of investors and consumers do the smart thing with their money and their choices that they make regarding it. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that things have gone particularly well up to this point. And let's take a quick look. According to BlackRock, the average boomer has only $136,000 saved for retirement. According to a recent survey by Legg Mason, the average boomer has only $263,000 in their employee-sponsored plans like a 401k, etc. While there is discrepancy in the totals, both numbers are fairly low. Consider this. The same survey by Legg Mason says that on an average, boomers expect that they will need approximately $658,000 in their plans to retire comfortably. Only 1/3 of Americans who have access to a 401k, etc., actually contribute to it. Now, let me explain something to you. If you live on the coast, you're going to need to have about 80% of your current income to live through retirement. And some of you are going to live 40 years. That's scary. Okay. Now, if you want to move down to Tennessee, you need about 60% of your current income because the cost of living is less. I mean, but face it, we have a beautiful place. We live here. Anywhere in Ventura is great. I've been up here since 1984. I love it. It's a great place to live. It's clear that the large number of people are simply behind. They're behind in the amount that they've saved, and they're behind on their knowledge level. They're underestimating how much they might need to live comfortably in retirement, and they're failing to recognize that time is simply not on their side. Remember, the financial planners and the stockbrokers are painting everybody with the same brush. They're putting a 30-year-old into a stock, and they put the same as a 60-year-old. Now, here's the thing. And to me, that's unethical. That's just my opinion. I'm entitled to it. A 30-year-old has what? Has time. They could make up the losses. They don't want to lose their money either, but they have time to make it up. 50, 60, 70-year-olds, we don't have time to make it up. And that's the problem. You know, when you compare the U.S. with other countries' retirement systems, we don't rank very well either. According to the new Global Index of Best Practices by policymakers, employers, and asset managers, the U.S. ranked 17th among 43 countries in shoring up their retirement security. This is according to the 5th annual Nexus Global Retirement Index. The report cites a growing income gap and a disparity among our rich and our poor, as well as an issue with our lagging life expectancy and our exuberant health care spending and inefficiency as a major reason for ranking of the 17th. It's terrible. Out of 43 countries, we're ranked 17. Jeez. Among other problems were low saving rates, high personal debt to income ratios, and low level of personal finance understandings. Wow. Top retirement planning points on focus. Let's take a look, because the picture is a little gloomy. I'm sure you get the point by now. I'm not talking about you individually. Hopefully, you have done much better for yourself. Hopefully, you have saved more than the national average and have spent more time educating yourself. And if you're listening to the show, you have evidence of self-education already, because that's what we do. We educate on this show. As Spence said, I'm in my 8th year now educating clients on how to keep that money safe and guaranteed. You know, folks, I got to tell you something. The market's been up for the last couple of years, and that's fantastic. But nothing stays up forever. What goes up must come down. And I said Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. Why in the world would you want to take your dignity money, the money that you worked so hard for? You got up every morning and you put your feet on the cold floor and you went to work. And many of you scrimped and saved and didn't go on vacations regularly and didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. Why? Because you're saving for the golden years. But where is your money? Your money's in the risk pool, is in the Wall Street casino. You know, if you haven't seen the movie, Wolf of Wall Street, go see it. That's what Wall Street is, and that's the way it works. And the bottom line is, if you're young, you got time to make it up. If you're 50 or over, you don't have time to make it up. So why would you have your dignity money in Wall Street? Right now, you need to be a profit taker. If you've done well, congratulations. But it ain't going to last forever. You need to pull some of that money safely and put it away. Well, you can't lose your principal. You can't lose any gains. You get a reasonable range of return. We can give you a guaranteed lifetime income. You know, so many people have lost so much money in this country. You know, if you go to my website, safermoneyspecialist.com, there's two little videos I want you to take a peek at. Up top near me, you'll see my picture on the microphone. In red, it says, if you own a 401k, click onto this. 401k, 403b, et cetera. They're all the same pretty much. They've got little different nuances. It's a article from Steve Croft. It's a video from Steve Croft, I should say, of 60 Minutes. It's the 401k recession. I don't own one of those, and I was angry when I saw it. People have lost millions and millions of dollars in retirement. Now they either have to move in with their kids or get a second or a third job. Why would you want to live like that? And the other video is a little 4-minute video, and it talks about how the financial planner and the stockbrokers have done such a poor job in your retirement. Take a peek at it. It's from a third party. Look at it. You have to understand something. Wall Street's great. If you got some play money and you want to do that, do it. Even Warren Buffett has somewhere between $400 and $500 million in what I do. Wish he had it with me, but he doesn't. And that's per 2008 Senior Magazine. They did a big expose on Mr. Buffett. So that's the situation. You know, we're here to help you, educate you on why it's important to put that money away in a safer place. You know, the first key point to focus on is income. Retirement is all about income, income, income. Boomers are used to working and putting their time in. Many have worked long careers, typically at the same company for long periods of time. You grew up collecting your paycheck every week or 2 weeks or month, and you grew accustomed to defining your lifestyle based on the budget. So you need to develop your retirement paycheck and use the exact same values in this process. What do you not get with this thing? You're throwing your money in Wall Street in a 401k. It goes up, it goes down, and there's fees draining out of there. And you want to expect to have a consistent living. It doesn't happen that way. When you're selecting investments, things like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, indexed annuities, it should be first done with your income mind, your income needs that you have set. You've got to have those income needs put away because living is going to take some money. I don't care if your house is paid for, your cars are paid for. That's great. You're still going to need to eat. You're going to need to pay taxes. You're going to need to pay gasoline. You're going to have clothes, things like that. You're going to need a steady cash flow and reliability on your paycheck. And that's what I provide for my clients. That's what I've done for myself. Why am I not in Wall Street at my age? Because I can't afford to lose my money. I work too hard for it. I'm not going to give it to Wall Street and a broker for financial or a planner for paying fees to them. Doesn't make sense. Neither do my clients. Risk tolerance. We'll take this a little bit further. You also consider what type of risk tolerance you're comfortable with using when you choose the investments that are going to produce said income. The indexed annuities provide more guaranteed paycheck and a cash flow type of income. Every investment provides a different level of security. You shouldn't go outside your comfort zone. Remember, the stuff that I do for my clients is 100% guaranteed and backed by major insurance companies. You can't lose your principal and you can't lose any gains, providing you do a couple of different things. Number one, you have to sign up for a period of time. And you can only take out 10% of your penalty free, or you can set yourself up with a guaranteed lifetime income. If you don't break the contract early and you don't take more than 10%, you'll never pay a fee. It's that simple. Now, there are some companies that charge for an income rider, and there's some companies that don't. If you want an income, I can provide that for you for the rest of your natural life, and when you're dead, your beneficiaries will get the balance. It's very simple. How about healthcare risk? Because I know there's going to be a time when you're not going to be able to work physically, mentally. This one is a risk to your income and your investments. You shouldn't stop at creating an income investment plan. Take the step further and make sure that you're requiring a health plan, because you may do a stint in a nursing home or an assisted care living, or worse, a catastrophic illness occurs and you won't see the nest egg evaporate because you didn't plan for this. It's going to evaporate because you didn't plan for it, and it's an unexpected expense, but you should have planned for it, just like long-term care. We'll talk about that in the show, but my dad lost everything he worked for 45 years because he didn't have long-term care insurance. It wiped out everything the man owned, and he had to go into a nursing facility, and it was a Medi-Cal facility, and we had to put him where the state said we were going to put him. You have to understand that this thing is happening. Health can change at a drop of a hat. How about estate planning? Next, a lot of great plans are blown up when you die. It's simple. You fail to think about your loved ones and the mess that they might have to deal with when you die if you don't have a proper legal estate documentation set up. And it may cost you a little bit of money to get these things in order, but it's worth it. If you know your family has to live on what you have and how to handle it, you want to take care of it efficiently when you pass away and get it done. These are some things that you need to figure out. If you haven't done that yet, you need to start doing it. That's what you got to figure out. Lastly, we want to talk about the overall protection retirement scenario. We want to analyze your personal risk tolerance. My goal is to help you make the right product choice and to help create a financial plan that's going to work for you, for the objectives, so you can continue living at what you want to do, take vacations, pay for this, pay for that. Maybe you have a second home, a retirement home somewhere, whatever you want to do, and that your family's taken care of. You see, when you pass away with the products that I have, your family can take over the products. They can get a still guaranteed lifetime income. They can take it all out and pay taxes on it, whatever they want to do. It's quite simple to me. We know that the boomers are in trouble. There are plenty that have not properly prepared and saved enough money. And there are a lot that have, don't get me wrong. But you know what? It doesn't cost anything to sit down and talk with me and see if your plan is right for you. It always pays to get a second opinion. I would hope if you're going to have brain surgery next Wednesday that you get a second opinion by Monday or Tuesday before you go in and give the doctor the order to go ahead and go into your, and cut your brain open. And this is even worse, and I'm going to tell you something. Most of you out there spend more time planning your two-week vacation than you have done your finances. And I've been doing this a long time, and I have helped a lot of people move their money out of Wall Street and protect it and keep it safe. I've done that for them. I've done that for myself. I can do that for you. But you have to take the first step. Give me a call, 660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place.
So, Ron, how do the safe products work that you and Ricky offer, and why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts?
Yeah, and we touched a little bit about that on the first question, but here's what it is these products are really simple. It's not brain surgery. Some people make it out that it's complicated. It isn't. It's so simple, it's laughable. There's two caveats to these products. One is time. You have to sign up for a period of time, just like a CD at the bank, just like a cell phone that you have, whether it's with Verizon or AT&T. It's a contract. And the very best ones are between 6 and 10 years. There's some at 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, etc. The very best ones, in my opinion, are between 6 and 10. Now, are there exceptions? Of course. I have a lot of teachers with LAUSD and up here in Ventura County and Santa Barbara County school systems. Some of you are going to work another 7, 8, 10 years. We have products that we can put your 403B in that you'll get bonuses. A bonus is a thank you for moving your money over for the next 7 years. That's awesome. So in that case, that's a 14-year product. But that makes sense for some people. Majority of them, 10 years or less is best. Now, you have access to 10% of your money penalty-free, but you have to wait 12 months. On your first anniversary, you can start taking out up to 10% of what you put in the contract. Some companies, it's 10% what the contract grew. Again, there's multiple choices out there. There's 37 companies that offer us, the investing public, these great index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 every day, and they must earn our business for you. It's your money. We want to make sure that you get what's right for you. See, I don't work for a company. I don't work for a big bank. I don't work for a big brokerage firm. I work for myself and the client. If I get paid, if I help you, I get paid from the insurance company. It comes out of their marketing budget. Your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k, your 403b company gets paid out of your pocket. Big difference. You're throwing money away to them. If they say you're supposed to get a 6% return and you only got a 3, where'd the other 3 go? It went to Bob or Betty or the 401k company. And if you like that, then that's fine. But my clients and I, we don't like that. The second caveat is a ceiling. A cap. These change every year. Right now, the cap is between 22 and 28%, depending on what index that you choose. There's the S&P 500. There's the NASDAQ 100. There's the Dow Jones Industrial. There's the Hang Seng. There's the Russell 2000. There's the Euro. There's the Barclays Dynamic Balance. There's many to choose from. Some companies offer multiples. Some companies offer one or two. Again, it depends on what your particular needs are. This isn't cookie cutter. So the market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't go as high as the market. But when the market drops, we don't drop. Back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got a zero for the year. And I asked this of every dinner and every lunch workshop that I've ever done. If we could take you back to 08, 09, when the market tanked almost 50%. It's done it twice now, and it's going to do it again. We just don't know what day and what hour. If we did, we'd be picking the lotto. If I gave you an opportunity to go back, to wind the clock back, and have a choice of either staying in Wall Street with your 401k, et cetera, or coming into the safe guaranteed product that I have, and you take a loss or get a zero from me, what would you do? And everyone in the room says zero, because a zero is always better than a loss. When you get a zero, I am the hero. It's that simple. So if you want a guaranteed lifetime income, which the top 1% of our nation gets, they get multiple checks or EFT'd into their account. Why wouldn't you? I can provide through the insurance company a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Why? That's a no-brainer. What you're in Wall Street can't provide that. It just can't happen because the market's up, the market's down, the market's sideways. You don't know what income you're going to get from time to time. And those of you who have pensions or thinking about getting a pension, I just had a gentleman call me the other day. His pension at work locks his money up for the rest of his life. And when he's dead, it's gone. Well, that doesn't happen with me. First of all, he has access to the principal with me, or he can take a pension. And when he's dead, his beneficiaries get the balance. Big difference. Big difference. So if this is something that you would like to know more of, you can go to the website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Some great third-party educational information there you can check around. Or go to my the second one that I have. It's called iwantincomeforlife.com. There's a one-minute video I want you to check out. And then there's a book there, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. Download it. Give me a call. Send me an email. I can help you answer some questions. It doesn't hurt to meet with me. It doesn't cost anything to meet with me. You know, it doesn't come out of your money. The nice thing about it is the insurance companies pay me if I help somebody with a product, a service, or an account, and it comes out of their marketing budget, because that's how they market, through agents. And I've been doing this a long time to help people, and this is what I focus on, this and long-term care. These are the only two things that I do. I don't sell life. I don't sell health. I certainly don't do the risk products, variable annuities, stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you get it together.
All right, you've got to stay close here, folks. A 60-second break. We will be back. Make sure that you have that pencil. You need paper, or maybe just put it into your phone. Whatever you do to take notes, we're back in 60 with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant. It is the Safer Money Solutions show, and it's also about food now, because we are talking about one of our favorite places to go, and that's Chick-fil-A. Can I give you a little Chick-fil-A trivia thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was just this past week that, remember when they got into that dust up over that ridiculous claim against them, and you know, that thing that they had, they just said a little thing in the news, yeah, and all these nuts came out. Yeah. Do you know, the next week they had a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and it was the biggest day in the history. All the people that came to support Chick-fil-A, because they are such a great group, such a great restaurant, good to their employees, yeah. And you know, some people got irritated, went after them, and it just shows you, when the people speak in general, huge support, yeah, for Chick-fil-A, because they're good to their employees, they're great to their customers, and they have food. So how can I get some?
Well, you know, I've got a couple cards here. I'm going to give two guest cards away to two different people. So that's four cards. And I want to thank our buddy Robert over at Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. This is for Ventura Chick-fil-A only. He is just the nicest man, and he supports my show, and he gives me these to give away. So you have an opportunity to get a Chick-fil-A regular chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, the Chick-fil-A nuggets, either the original or the 8-count grilled. So those are your two choices. So here's all you have to do. And last week I had like 25 emails, but it's all based on the time when the emails come in. And that's how I send it out. I'll mail them out to you on Monday. You should have them in a couple days. You can go over there to Ventura. Make sure you let Robert know that you want him on the Safer Money Solution Show. He's just a great man. So here's what you do. You email me your name, your address, and your phone number. I got to have an address because I got to mail them to somebody. But send me that in an email. The first two people, I will send out two to each, so you have four. It's Ron at Safer, S-A-F-E-R, Money, M-O-N-E-Y, Specialist, S-P-E-C-I-A-L-I-S-T.com. Let the games begin.
Great place.
Yeah, great place.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
So I'm going to be stopping
by.
I'm
always hungry when you know, you mentioned
it's,
food.
Well, it's a great place to go. And Chick-fil-A has choices. Yes, they do, as does Ron Grant. So let's go over the choices that you and Ricky offer to people that protect their principal and their gains. And also, now this is key for a lot of people, help them receive a guaranteed lifetime income.
Yeah, we can't stress that guaranteed lifetime income enough, folks. It's something you're going to need to live on. It really is. So let's talk about some products. We're going to start first with an 8-year product. The minimums on this are set by the insurance company, and we have two minimums. First of all, we have what's called a qualified product, which means it's an IRA, 401k, etc. To open up a qualified product with this particular company, you have to start with $10,000, okay? It can be a direct rollover, it can be cash out of the bank, however you want to work it, but that's how it has to be if it is. Now, $20,000 if it's non-qualified. Non-qualified means you already paid the taxes on it, and it's sitting in the bank, you'd write a check. Those are the two ways to do it. Reasonable range of return on the little 8 years, about 4 to 5 over the life of the contract. Some years you'll do better, some years you'll do worse, but you'll never lose. It's that simple. There are no fees unless you do what? Break the contract early or take more than 10% out penalty free. And all these that I deal with have a surrender charge, and it's a declining surrender charge, and it's in writing, and we'll go over at the time that we fill out the application paperwork to see if we can get you approved. Liquidity, you can take out 10% a year penalty free each and every year, but you got to wait 12 months to do that. That's how these things work. Now, the nice thing about this company is when you bring your money over, whether you write a check, whether it comes over from a 401k transfer or rollover, they're going to give you a 4% bonus upfront right now immediately that's compounding. And that's powerful. So let's assume you bring $100,000 over. You have $104,000 in the account working immediately. But that's not the best part. The best part is every nickel, dime that you add to it for the next 5 years, they're going to give you another 4% bonus on all that new money. And that's fabulous. Great way to catch up and get that retirement plan going. The next one I have is a 10-year, just a couple years longer. They have a $20,000 minimum, whether it's a qualified product or a non-qualified product. No fees, as long as you don't break the contract early. It's pretty simple. And they have a bonus also for the first 12 months that you add your money in, you bring your money over, or you add to it, you can get a 3% bonus that's compounding immediately. Now, this company has a little bit more options to choose with the indexes. Like I said earlier, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the FTSE, the Dow, they have more choices than the first company that I gave you, but there's still some choices there. Company number three also has more choices than company number one, but has some of the same choices as company number two. $20,000 minimum. Again, whether it's a non-qualified product, or a qualified product, doesn't matter. They'll take both. It's a 10-year product. Okay, reasonable range of return is about 4 to 7, 4 to 8 over the life of the contract. A little bit better than the 8-year because it's longer. You know, people say, well, how do the insurance companies make money? Over time, just like a bank. You know, bank, you go into a bank, you give them your money for, you know, whatever, 2 years, 3 years, and get, you know, 1.5% if you're lucky. Right now, it's probably more like 0.75%. But let's say you got lucked out and you got 1%. And they give it to you. But then I want to go in, I want to buy a car. And they come in and they say, okay, Mr. Grant, we're going to sell you a car, a 36-month car, going to charge you 8% over time. The longer your money's in there, the more that they're going to give you. Same way with the insurance companies. Now, this company's kind of unique. Because they have, this is a great income plan. This is what I call the pension plan. And a lot of you don't have a pension, and you're going to want one, or you're going to need one to live on. Some of you do have a pension, and this is another pension. I mean, it doesn't matter how many pensions you get, as long as you keep getting that money in. So for the first year, they're going to give you a 15% bonus, which is awesome. Okay? So you bring the $100,000 over, you now have $115,000 working. But that's not the best part to this. The best part to this is for the next 10 years, they're going to give you a 50% bonus on anything that the index or indexes does, like the S&P, the Dow Jones, so forth and so on. So here's the example that I like to use. Everyone knows and everyone has heard about the Standard & Poor's 500. That's the top 500 companies in the stock market. Let's assume you have $100,000 and you bring it over. Immediately, they're going to give you 15%. So now you have $115,000. Now, next year, So from August of 2017 to August of 2018, the index, the S&P, does 4%. They're going to give you 50% of that, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and they're going to add it to the 4, and now that's 6. So now you got a 6% bonus for that year, and it's fabulous because it's compounding. Here's the caveat to that, because remember, there's no free lunch. What goes up must come down, all that good stuff. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. All right, here it is. To get the bonuses, you must take income as a pension starting after 10 years. You can start at 10 years in one day. You can wait 11 years or 12 years and start it. They don't care. As long as you take a pension, you still have access to the principal. This is not annuitization, okay? If you annuitize a contract, you can only take it out in payments. This is not one of those contracts. You can take it out, 10% penalty free withdrawal, or you can take a pension. To get the bonuses, you must take a pension after 10 years. Now, if you don't take a pension, it's okay. Not a problem. You're going to get just what you earned in the index for the 10 years. At 10 years, your contract's done. You can roll it over to something else. You can say, Ron, it was nice knowing you. Or Ron, find me something else, or whatever you want to do. But this is a powerful product. It's a number one product in the industry right now. It has been for many years because of that 50% bonus. For you, and especially for you, listen up now, that have not, didn't start early enough, didn't put enough away, or have stayed in the risk pot too long. This is a way to catch up with that 50% bonus. It's very powerful. If you don't want income, this is not the product for you. This is an income-producing product. And by the way, they're not charging you for the income rider. It's built into this. So now there's no cost, no fees. You get a win-win. You get an income that you can outlive for the rest of your life, and you get a guaranteed that you can't lose your principal or your gains. When you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. Let's assume it's a spouse, and let's assume it's an IRA. We'll take your name off of it and put your spouse's name on it, and it's called a stretch IRA. They can take the contract over till they die. And then whoever their beneficiaries is has to take it out in a lump sum, pay the taxes on it. That's okay. That's generations down the road. Now, if it's not your spouse, maybe it's your son. Your son has these options. Your son can take all the money out and pay taxes on it, because if it's an IRA product, they haven't paid taxes on it. If it's a product that you already paid taxes on it, which is a non-qualified product, you're only going to pay taxes on the gains, just like you would in the stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. That's how it all works. Those are IRS rules, by the way. They have nothing to do with the stock market or insurance companies. That's how the IRS says that you have to do it. Your son can take it all out in a lump sum, or your daughter, pay the taxes on it, go home. And many of the children do when the parents die. That's what I'm finding. Or they can take it over in payments, stretch it out, not only pay less taxes, but now they have some sort of source of income coming in for them. It's pretty nice. But again, that's the beneficiary's option. That's not, you know, anybody else's but the beneficiaries. When that happens, that's what you do. So these products are all backed by major insurance companies. They've been around a long time. They're very strong. In fact, there was an article written back in 2009 this guy's name is Reese, R-E-E-S-E. He worked for U.S. News and World Report. That's what it is, U.S. News and World Report. And he said he did an expose on this, and he said he could find no one has ever lost a dime in these fixed index linked accounts. Because there's really only two ways to lose money, is to take out more than 10% penalty free, or to break the contract early. If you don't do either of these two things, you won't lose any of your money. And we don't pay fees. And by the way, if it's a non-qualified product, like you sold your boat or you sold your house or you already paid the taxes on it, you will not get 1099'd every year. What does that mean? That means you're going to keep more of your money in your own pocket. Think about this. When you got mutual funds and you've got a non-qualified product, what do they send you every year? A 1099 on what you earned. Guess what? Now you got to pay taxes on that money, which means you make less of a return. It's simple mathematics, folks. So with my product, you don't get 1099 until you take the money out. Then you get 1099. So every year your money's growing, it's growing, it's growing. Then when you start to take out some, On that money that you took out, you get 1099. It's a win-win. This is great products. They've been around a long time. In fact, annuities have been around since 1730. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for a retirement plan. Babe Ruth had most of his money, baseball money, in annuities. So when the 29 crash and in 30, Babe didn't lose any of his money that he had worked so hard for, batting that ball up and down the field. These are some things that are protection for us. We get to participate in some of Wall Street, the upside, but never the downside. I let you sleep. I give you pillow money and you rest. And that's what we do. That's how we help you. So if that's important, anything, any of these sound like something you want to look at, and again, I've got many companies. There's 37 companies out there that offer us these great things. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
So let's talk about the gift card that you're doing now. How can somebody get a $100 gift card from Ron Graham?
Pretty simple. You know, I've been feeding people for the last 9 years at my public workshop dinners. I know a lot of you won't attend those. So if you sit down and meet with me on a one-on-one, let's see if I can help you keep that money 100% safe and guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies. To qualify for the gift card, all you have to do is be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money. Okay, you don't. There's no obligation to get the gift card, but those are the criteria. Now, get this. It's not just a dinner gift card. It is a MasterCard or Visa. You can go anywhere you want, do whatever you want to do, and that's nice about it. See, the nice thing about it is with me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. I can provide that guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive, and you get a reasonable range of return, and the nice thing about it is you're going to sleep at night knowing that that money is safe and protected and guaranteed. So to get the gift card, let's schedule a one-on-one. Then you can do whatever you want with it. Have dinner. Go anywhere you want. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And you can email me from there. Check out what I've got on there, and you can look all over the website. They're great. Some good third-party educational information on there.
So now let's talk about some long-term care insurance. First of all, why is it so important? And maybe some of the things that people don't know or some of the myths about long-term care.
Well, Spence, it's one of the most important insurances you'll ever have in your life. And I'll tell you why. Many of you have heard me tell the story about my dad. And if you haven't, I will tell you, it's a sad story. My father worked for over 45 years and retired. He had a pension. He had Social Security. His home was paid for. His car was paid for. And he had car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance. He didn't have long-term care insurance. The deputies found him laying on the floor 2 to 4 days. He had a massive stroke. He was paralyzed on the left side. The thing was, is my dad worked so hard for that money, and it went so quickly, okay, because it was very expensive. It's even more expensive now in a nursing home. We'll talk about the cost. Here's a question for everybody out there. Do you have enough saved to pay for your own long-term care costs out of your pocket should you need it? Will you be able to access the funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? And if so, which assets will you sell? Will paying for long-term care services mean you'll have to forgo some of your retirement plans? You know, the myths that are out there, and I get them all the time, and I've been doing long-term care since 96, and I'm going to tell you, it's a very important. I have it because my daughters will not change my diapers. People think that Medicare is going to pay for their long-term care costs, and it just isn't a fact. It isn't true. Medicare pays less than 5% of long-term care costs, and it must be skilled care. The word skilled means you are deemed to get better. You may have a feeding tube in there. You may have had some surgery. You're getting physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, whatever. If that's the case and you're over the age of 65, you get Medicare, you get 100 days out of your lifetime. That's it. Now, the first 20 days is on Medicare at a zero-day deductible to you, providing you are getting better. The minute you stop getting better, Medicare stops for you. After that 20 days, the next 80 days, if you're still getting Medicare, that means you're still progressing, you have a copay. It's about $190 a day. Now, you may have a Medicare supplement, but that only mirrors Medicare, okay? So 95% of the people that are getting care in a nursing facility are all custodial care. Eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, continence, transferring. These are everything that we do each and every day. Medicare has not picked up one dime, never will. Who will need long-term care? 70% of the people over the age of 65 are going to need some care. Average man, 2.5 to 3 years. Average woman, 3.5 to 4 years. Don't get mad at me, men. Women are stronger. They live longer. My dad was in for 8 years. Cost of care in our area, in a mediocre place, about $8,500 to $9,000 a month. Top places are about $12,000 plus. Assisted care. If you're ambulatory, you can go into assisted care. If you can walk, they'll probably take you. Mediocre place, about $6,500 to $7,000 a month. Top place, about $9,000. Do I transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the blank insurance company? Put your name in there. Why do you have car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance? It's to protect our assets. We have transferred the risk for pennies on the dollar, so we don't wipe out our assets. But more importantly, we'll have freedom to choose where we get care. Because when you're on Medi-Cal, they'll tell you where to get a bed. You won't tell them where you want a bed. And why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance for pennies on the dollar? That's the situation. So if this is something you would like to talk about, I can do most of it over the phone. And then if it makes sense, we'll get together, we'll take an application. You can't buy and own the insurance the day I'm out there. Like other insurances, you have to be underwritten. They go back 5 years for your medical records, and I hope that you can get it. And I hope you get it before you have a health issue, because once you get a health issue, you may not buy it at all at any cost. So it's 805-660-1313. Let me see if I can help you protect your assets and give you freedom to choose where you get care.
Now we have on the line, it is Will Hart.
The infamous Will Hart. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your Saturday going, buddy?
Fantastic. So is.
All right, man. We love Saturdays, don't we? It's good stuff.
We do. Well, California, I mean, you know, there's so much to do.
I know. You know, the only thing is, I got to say this. I could go down the 405 any day of the week. Doesn't matter what day it is, and it's bumper to bumper any hour. It's crazy.
At 12:30 at night, it's bumper to bumper. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it is. Mr. Hart is my metal expert. He has helped me with some gold for my IRA and stuff, and it's great. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what the difference is between paper gold and physical gold, like bars and coins, because a lot of the clients and a lot of the listeners out there are under a big misconception. Would you clarify for it, Mr. Metal Expert?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, one is going to be paper. One is the real McCoy. The paper product is going to be leveraged against a pile of gold that's sitting somewhere in a vault, typically leveraged 300 to 400 to 500 times. So in other words, you got $1 million in gold, physical gold, and they're selling $300 to $500 million worth against that. The problem is, as we said in the past, if the market corrects itself, which Ron, I think you agree as I do, that the market at some point is going to reverse. It's gonna change. I mean, bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It can't just keep going up. So needless to say, if you think the market should correct itself at some point, then you want to have physical gold, because if the market corrects itself and the principals, the ones that have the biggest shares of that physical gold, they're able to reach their hands into that vault and pull out their percentage of the actual real McCoy. The problem is everybody else who was leveraged against that now is leveraged against an empty vault, and they're at risk, where the people that are buying, like yourself and myself and the clients that buy from us, they get the real gold. It's in their gun safe. It's in their safety deposit box. It's at a depository. They have it.
And that's important. And like I said, Will has helped a lot of my clients. He's helped me. I have my gold in there. It's called true class diversification, not just different mutual funds and stocks and bonds. You should have some metal in there. Will, we're running short on today. We'll catch you next week. If anybody would like to talk with Will about protecting some money and doing the silver or the gold, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and I'll put him in touch with Will. Will, have a great rest of the weekend, buddy.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
We're here with Ron Grant. Give us your number one more time.
805-660-1313. Don't forget to tune into the show every Saturday from 10 to 11. And let's be kind to each other out there.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive.
and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.